ABC Radio Australia.
Is there a song or a musical artist that changed your life? For Pacifica artist Sarah Carroll, that song was Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl. That song started Sarah's obsession with Katy Perry, which saw her go to meet the singer three times, but also ended up costing her thousands of dollars. Sarah's new show called Cherry Charts Her Journey with the artist, and as our reporter Jordan Fennell found out, it helped her to find out where she belonged.
I grew up a lot between Australia and Fiji, so I kind of was struggling to find my place in the world, like with moving around a lot. So I guess back in 2008, I was 13, so just starting that awkward like high school age. Can admit I was very awkward in high school, like not cool at all, not cool. So yeah, it wasn't pretty. And I guess I was kind of just really lonely, and I found an escape in watching music videos. And so one day I remember watching Rage, and Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl came on, and there was something that I still can't quite articulate to this day about what exactly it was, but there was something about her that I just latched onto and was like, that's what I want to be when I grow up. Like, there's something about her that's pulling me in. And yeah, the rest is history. I kind of just became very obsessive and a fangirl. But yeah, she definitely grew up with me and taught me a lot of things that I just wasn't having in my reality. I kissed a girl, I liked it.
Describe for me what your obsession with Katy Perry looked like.
So I've definitely been there since every single album. So I have every album imaginable. When she came to Sydney, so I met her three times. First time was at a hotel that I knew she was staying at. The second time was a surprise meet and greet at a radio station. I had no idea I was meeting her. Yeah. And the third time, my friend wanted meet and greet and took me. Her last tour, I went to 5 shows. If she ever did a tour in Sydney, I went to every single show. I'm in her Prismatic World Tour movie. I make a little cameo and just all the things. And just spent a lot of money on merch, obviously.
Yeah. And what was it like the first time you got to meet her?
The first time was really quick. I just remember, like, there was a bunch of us and she stepped out of this van and I was like pushed by the paparazzi, and I just remember like being face to face, and I kind of was just like, thank you, like that's all I said. And then she hugged me, and then I was like pushed away by the paparazzi who were like trying to get in. The second time I definitely got to like talk to her a little more and thank her. And yeah, it's kind of a crazy thing to meet your idol, because it's still to this day quite a surreal experience, and I feel very lucky that I get to meet my idol. But yeah, it's a bit wild.
And you were saying before that perhaps back then in high school people viewed you as, you know, like you'd said, the crazy Katy Perry fan.
Yeah.
Or feeling alone. But did you ever find, because I'm assuming that there are also many other young girls who are also really, really into Katy Perry, were you able to find any community in other Katy Perry fans, or not really?
Yeah, so it's actually something I explore in this show, where it is this juxtaposition of being quite lonely at school and not having a place, but finding, because also the show is set in the beginning of that internet era when Twitter was like still quite new. So I did find a community of called Katy Cats online, and they became my closest friends. And eventually I connected with the Australian community who, yeah, every single of those concerts, except for the first time I went, California Dreams Tour, I went with my mom because I was too young. But other shows, I did go with those people, and I mean, some of them are still my closest friends today, which is actually insane. And it was that time where it was like, you know, you would just like go meet up at a concert and be like, oh, you're so-and-so from Twitter. And it was such a normal thing. Because you're hot.
Your show is about your journey in becoming a confident bisexual woman. How did Katy Perry and her song I Kissed a Girl give you an avenue to explore that?
Yeah, I think that journey, for sure, I think that song definitely later on in my life became an anthem that I definitely looked up to. I mean, I do acknowledge that it is quite problematic now with some of the lyrics, But I think at the time it was, I don't think I knew it at the time when I was watching her. It was more of like a hindsight thing where I was like, oh no, like I actually was looking at Katy Perry and going, I want to kiss her. Like, that's so fascinating. And then later in life kind of going, oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. She really did help me with that. So yeah, even now, like, I Kissed a Girl Takes It Back, and it is a song that is just always going to be quite personal for me.
One of the big discussions that's been happening for women recently is about how in decades past, the things that girls were obsessed with, whether it was like reality TV or the Backstreet Boys, were considered silly by men. And these days that we're coming into an era where women have reclaimed that and are saying that we're allowed to love whatever we want and that that should be respected. What are your reflections on that sentiment and how that fits in with your show and how you personally fit into that?
Yeah, that's actually a really interesting question. I kind of love that. Yeah, it's really interesting because I think with this show, it took me I spent my whole teen years idolizing, and this was like my life. And I think I definitely, you know, felt a lot of shame about it because people were always like, oh, like she's that weird Katy Perry fan. And so there is a lot of like, I guess, weird like stigma and stuff around it. But I think at the end of the day, like now that I'm kind of proud of myself, like I don't regret anything that I did. Like, I mean, look, I spent $2,000 on like concert tickets. I followed her around Australia. I've met her a few times and I don't regret that. I think like she taught me lots of things that, you know, I just didn't have in my reality at that time, and like was kind of, as cheesy as it sounds, was like a big sister that I didn't have. And I think that can resonate with a lot of young people, especially when I did the show before. I had people come up to me and be like, oh, I felt so seen, and you know, it wasn't through Katy Perry, but maybe they idolized like Taylor Swift or Lady Gaga and they had that similar experience. So I think people are definitely talking about it more and like kind of being like, oh, I do relate to that, which is really exciting for me because I thought I was alone the whole time, being like, no one else is like me. So yeah, it's very exciting. I'm gonna get you high.